looking back, the last four games, we've played three away from home. We've picked up two wins and two bonus points. Now, if you were a coach of Gloucester or a Northampton or a Leicester, if you'd had three out of four of the last games away and you'd picked up two wins and two bonus points, you'd be pretty pleased. So I am delighted that if we had a table of the last four games, if you looked on current form, we would be eighth and Saracens would be seventh. We'd be eighth on 10 points, Saracens would be seventh on 11 points. Now, that would be pretty good in anyone's book after you play three away games and just one at home. These next six games, we have four out here at Six Ways, so four out of the six at home in the next few weeks. So it's a great time for us to press on. But I do take your point, you know, picking up a great bonus point against Sale away and Harlequins away would be undone somewhat if we didn't capitalise on getting a home win here. So it becomes a very important game to us.
Saracens, of course, lost Leicester in very dramatic fashion last weekend. Will that have any impact on them when they come here on Friday?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure which way it will go. I understand from the Saracens camp that that's hurt them badly and that, you know, they talk about being on the rebound. But I think, as Phil Larder quite rightly pointed out today, we've lost the last two narrowly and could have won the last two. So we'll be on a double rebound.
That gap, is it getting narrower and narrower in the Premiership between winning and losing? Last weekend, I think five teams picked up losing bonus points.
Certainly the most competitive league I've seen for a long time. Now, partly due, I have to say, to the fact that the quality that's been served up in the Premiership is not the highest I've ever seen. I must admit, in my 16 years experience of coaching, I wouldn't say that the quality is as good as it has been. And I think that's been reflected in perhaps some of the results in the Heineken Cup as well. It may be the levelling is down to a little bit of the standards dropping a little bit in the Premiership as opposed to all the standards improving.
Why have the standards dropped, do you think?
That's a very good point. I think there's more and more pressure on teams to not get relegated. There's a lot of safety first play, a lot of... just a little bit of safety first play, really, in a way. And again, maybe a little bit of over-coaching, the way that, you know, we analyse teams and they've got certain patterns and systems. And sometimes it's going through you see them going through the patterns without really a lot of cutting edge in teams. So I think it's this age-old argument about whether or not you just let the players play a little bit and not over-coach them.
Going back to Saracens, they've got a few missing, but they've got Brits back, Tucker. I know he's a player that you've talked about before.
He's one of their key men, yeah. Saracens have a very definite system. Having said that, because they're very successful with it, but their two props and their two locks go up and down the middle of the field. That's the way they stay. And Brits has the licence to roam everywhere. You know, the Saracens do give him the licence to actually pop up anywhere, and he's very dangerous. He's more dangerous, and most dangerous, when he's receiving a kick. He just lies back there, you kick to him, and then off he goes. He's got a great side step off either foot. And if your line isn't up in a flat line, he can cut you to ribbons. He's a superb player.